Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement. I am your host, Carol Dewey. And in the last episode, we talked about why abundant retirement is about more than money. Today, I want to talk about something closely related, but far less discussed. And that would be risk. Not the kind of risk most people think about. Not market volatility, not interest rates, not whether the S&P is up or down this year. I'm talking about the invisible risks, the ones that quietly show up after success, when people assume the hard part is behind them. Because here's the truth. The biggest risks in retirement are rarely the ones people plan for. They're the ones they don't see coming. Let me share a moment that illustrates this. I once worked with a couple who had done incredibly well. Long careers, consistent savers, disciplined investors. They weren't flashy, but they were solid. When they came in, they told me, we're not worried. We just want to make sure we're okay. And they were, on paper. But as we walked through their plan more slowly, something became clear. They had never stress tested their income. They had never looked at what taxes would do over time. And they had never asked what would happen if one of them passed away first. No one had ever walked them through that version of the future. When we finally modeled it, the room got quiet, not because it was catastrophic, but because it was different than they expected. The risk wasn't obvious, it wasn't urgent, but it was real. And that's what invisible risk looks like. One of the most dangerous assumptions I see is this. I've been successful. I'll figure it out. That belief didn't come from arrogance. It came from experience. Success teaches you problems are solvable. Efforts leads to results. Time gives you flexibility. But retirement changes the rules. After success, time compresses. Decisions compound. Flexibility narrows. And yet many people bring the same mindset forward, assuming they'll adjust as they go. The problem is that some adjustments come too late. Invisible risks don't announce themselves. They show up quietly, gradually, and often politely, until they don't. And to be fair, that belief was probably true for most of your life, because success does reward problem-solving, decisiveness, confidence, adaptability. But retirement and major transitions like selling a business don't reward those traits in the same way. Why? Because the risks change. During your career or business building years, you could earn more. You could fix mistakes with time and effort. You had human capital backing you up. After success, time becomes finite, decisions compound, and some mistakes are irreversible. And yet most people approach retirement with that same mental model they use to build wealth. That mismatch is where invisible risk lives. Invisible risk number one is the sequence and timing risk. Sequence risk is one of those concepts people understand intellectually, but underestimate emotionally. Here's why. When you're accumulating, market downturns feel temporary. Volatility feels tolerable. Time is your ally. When you're distributing, timing matters more than averages. Withdrawals amplify losses and recovery windows shrink. And life doesn't wait for markets to cooperate. Healthcare costs don't pause. Family needs don't reschedule. Taxes don't give grace periods. This is why two identical portfolios can produce wildly different outcomes depending on when life happens. Income planning isn't about pessimism. It's about realism. This is why income planning matters more than investment performance in retirement, and why net worth alone is a poor measure of safety. I've seen plans that look conservative on paper fall apart, not because the strategy was reckless, but because the timing wasn't considered. No one warned them that when you need money can matter more than how much you have. That's invisible risk. Invisible risk number two is tax drag over time. Taxes are one of the most underestimated risks in retirement, not because people ignore them, but because they look at them too narrowly. Most tax conversations are kind of reactive. Oh, what do we owe this year? How can we reduce April's bill? But retirement exposes a different question. What will taxes cost me over the rest of my life? That's a much harder question, and one many people never ask. Deferred taxes don't disappear. They compound. They collide with Medicare premiums. They affect survivors differently than couples. And once distributions are forced, control is lost. Tax drag doesn't feel dramatic, it feels inevitable, which is exactly why it's so dangerous. Many successful people accumulate wealth in pre-tax retirement accounts, highly appreciated assets, business or real estate, which means they're sitting on a future tax liability, often without realizing how large it really is. What I see all the time is this: great accumulation, minimal distribution planning, and no coordinated tax strategy. Then, those required distributions kick in. Medicare premiums rise, capital gains stack up, and a surviving spouse's face higher brackets. Tax quietly erodes income, not dramatically, but consistently. And because it happens gradually, people normalize it until one day they realize, I'm paying far more than I expected, and there's no easy fix. This is why tax planning isn't a year-by-year exercise. It's a lifetime strategy. Invisible risk number three is overconfidence in safe strategies. So here's another subtle one. After success, safety becomes emotional, and many people gravitate toward what feels safe. People say things like, I don't want to lose what I've built. I just want something stable. I'm done taking risks. Those feelings are valid, but safety without strategy can quietly undermine abundance. Extreme conservatism introduces its own risks. Inflation erosion, income shortfalls, missed planning opportunities, and liquidity constraints. True safety isn't static. It's adaptive. A resilient plan doesn't avoid movement, it absorbs it. Safety without strategy can create new exposure. Safety isn't about avoiding volatility, it's about resilience. A truly resilient plan functions in different market environments, accounts for taxes, inflation, and longevity, and it adjusts as life changes. If your plan only works when conditions are ideal, that's not safety. That's fragility. Invisible risk number four, family and legacy blind spots. This is where plans often become emotionally incomplete. People assume love equals alignment, that good intentions equal preparation. They don't. Documents distribute assets. They don't distribute understanding. Without conversation and education, heirs struggle, surviving spouses feel exposed, and conflict fills the silence. Family risk isn't solved by paperwork. It's solved by intention. I've sat with families who told me, I thought the plan would take care of it. What they meant was the documents. What they didn't realize was that the real work hadn't even started yet. Many people assume, hey, my kids will be fine. We'll deal with that later. The documents take care of it. But documents don't create alignment, they don't create understanding, and they don't prepare people emotionally. What I've seen instead is heirs overwhelmed by responsibility, conflicts no one anticipated, wealth that creates tension instead of opportunity, and surviving spouses forced into decisions they weren't prepared for. Family risk isn't about money. It's about communication, expectations, and education. Ignoring it doesn't make it go away. It just postpones the consequences. An invisible risk number five is identity and purpose after success. This may be the most invisible risk of all. This risk rarely gets discussed because it feels personal, but it's common. When work ends or the business is sold, people don't just lose income. They lose structure, relevance, and a sense of contribution. Without intention, retirement can feel smaller than expected. Abundant retirement plans for who you are becoming, not just who you were. Money is a tool, purpose is the outcome. Many people underestimate how deeply their sense of purpose is tied to what they do. Without intention, retirement can feel disorienting, isolating, and surprisingly unfulfilling. This isn't a financial failure, it's a planning failure. Abundant retirement includes purpose, engagement, and contribution. Money supports that, but it doesn't replace it. So why don't people see these risks coming? Invisible risks are missed because they don't show up on performance reports. They span tax, legal, financial, and personal domains. No single professional owns them. Most advisors are trained to focus on one slice of the picture. They live in the gaps. Invisible risks require coordination, perspective, and experience across transitions. And gaps require navigation. Abundant retirement planning asks better questions. Not what's the return, but what happens if this changes? What's irreversible? Where are we exposed without realizing it? It plans for variability, longevity, complexity, and humanity. That's not fear-based planning, that's adult planning. Abundant retirement planning doesn't try to predict the future. It prepares for variability. It shifts the focus from performance to sustainability, accumulation to income, isolation to coordination, and most importantly, from reaction to intention. If any of these risks resonated with you, that's not cause for alarm. It's a sign you're asking the right questions. If this episode surfaced concerns for you, that's not a failure. It's awareness. And awareness is where confidence begins. In the next episode, we'll talk about why income, not net worth, is the true foundation of retirement confidence. Because abundance isn't measured by what you've accumulated. It's measured by how well your wealth supports your life, no matter what unfolds. This has been Navigating Abundant Retirement. I am your host, Carol Dewey, and I look forward to you joining our next discussion. I'll see you then.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida registered investment advisor firm.